We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Star 94.1.
The Battle of the Bens on the Jeff and Jen Show.
It's as ridiculous as it sounds. It really is. Jeff has been the absolute worst matchmaker on the planet up until now. But he believes that he has the right Ben to win this matchmaking battle of the Bens that we have going on the Jeff and Jen Show. We met our single girl, Emily, tried to set her up on Rumble, and it failed. So we don't give up. JP says he's got a cousin, Ben, who's awesome.
Heck yeah, he's got a date with Emily tonight, and I didn't want to over-ask.
Are you serious?
Yep, they're getting together tonight, so I don't want to be like that Ooh. Parent that over-asks too many questions, so I'm just going to go, you kids have fun.
Nice. Now, Kelly Cheese, you also offered a Ben.
Where are they going?
I don't know. I didn't want to ask too many questions.
You want to send, bust up
you,
in that
you
date.
You want to send your Ben to interrupt that?
Just slowly walk by the table.
Why hasn't your Ben asked her out yet?
But, well, he did. They're going out on Saturday. Oh. Anyway, best friend Ben is the Mercedes Benz of all Benz. And yeah, he's great. Former Air Force guy, UJ grad. I don't know why I'm so mad right now.
More like an Altima because my Ben's got the Friday date and yours has the Saturday date.
And then, Jeff, you've got a Ben to enter this competition who you think is really going to win Emily's heart.
Yeah, my friend is my new friend, Ben, I'm still learning a lot about him. I've never actually spoken to him, but what I did is because my Bens that my friend's friend Bens were all they have been in a relationship, so I didn't have a Ben, but I did not want to give up, so I put an ad on Craigslist and I asked if your name is Ben, and then I so really sold Emily, you know, on how cute she is and fun and funny and enthusiastic and all that. And I put an ad on Craigslist. So I got a bunch of responses, and the ones that didn't hurt my eyeballs, I wrote back to, and I found a Ben, and I asked him to call the show at 7:20 yesterday.
Have you been vetting this Ben?
Well, I was going to at 7:20 yesterday, but he did not call.
Okay.
He called today. Right at 7:20.
He's a real person.
Hey, Ben.
Hi, this is Ben. Hey. Is this working?
Hey, Ben. Hello? Yeah.
Oh, hi. This is Ben. Is Emily there in the studio?
She's not, but I'm sure she's listening right now.
Okay.
Would you like to introduce yourself to her and everybody else?
Hi, Emily. This is Ben. I saw your ad on Craigslist, and I think we should go out on a date because it would be really fun. But I didn't realize that you're going on a date with all these other people, too.
Well, it's called the Battle of the Bens, and she actually didn't post on Craigslist. You want to explain to him how it got there?
I posted on her behalf, but that's bygones. So what makes you, of all the Bens, Ben, what makes you the best Ben?
How many dates do we get to go on?
Probably just one at first. And then if it goes well, two, because that's kind of how dates work.
But the ad said multiple dates because she's never been on a second date. So.
Oh, you're right. He did put that in the ad. Jeff did, not Emily.
And it said that you guys would pay for everything, too.
Yes.
Well, Jeff's going to pay for it.
Right. I'll pay for the first two dates.
High roller.
Do you have stuff planned? Like, do you guys already have connections, or do I need to plan something?
Well, no, you have to. What I was hoping is the reason I was hoping you would call in would be to sell yourself on why you're the best Ben.
Okay.
So, like, what's awesome about you?
I have a job, and I have I like dogs. I have a cool dog.
Cool.
And I'm a nice guy. I'm very fun. My friends tell me I'm fun and funny and quirky. And I don't know. I don't know what else.
Where would we typically find you on a Saturday night?
I mean, I like going to the movies and things like that. Sometimes I go to bars, but they're very loud. So, you know, I like doing things where I can talk to people, quieter things.
And where would you like to take Emily out on your first date?
Are you going to pay for everything?
What's that?
Are you paying for everything?
Hold on one second, okay, Ben?
Okay.
Thanks. Hey, Brandy, what's up?
Oh, my God, so creepy. Stop it.
What's creepy?
Just tell me, talking. Oh, my God. Like, I don't know. That's not right. Don't send her alone with him.
I can't believe she's calling him out for being creepy. You're the one who posted on Craigslist.
I can't hear you.
Well, yeah, he's creepy, too, for that.
Thank you.
I'm trying to help Emily. All right, so, Ben, where would you take Emily out on a date? Like, what would be a good date to go?
Are you going to pay for it? I asked earlier, are you going to pay for everything, or do I have to pay for it and then you're going to pay me back?
That might make it depend on his answer.
I was going to, like, just have you keep your receipts or whatever, and then I would, whatever, like Venmo or whatever.
I mean, I would like to do indoor skydiving.
Okay.
Oh, that's fun.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
What did you do the last date you were on with a girl? Like, where did you go?
It's been a while.
How long is a while?
Maybe 6 months.
Oh, okay.
A year.
Okay.
We just went to the movies and then had dinner. And I thought it was fun, but it didn't really go much further after that.
Okay, so I always ask my first date a question if I don't know them, and it's always a fun question. If you emptied your pockets right now, what would Emily find?
I mean, nothing. It's early in the morning wearing pajamas, so I don't really have anything in my pocket.
Well, that's not fun.
Hold on, okay, Ben?
Well, just ask him. There's the follow-up there. What kind of pajamas do you wear?
Does it really matter?
Says a lot about a guy. It does.
The word pajamas says a lot about a guy. What pajamas wouldn't be weird?
I'm just glad he's got on pants right now.
Just stop giving me reasons not to like my Ben.
I'm just saying.
Ashley.
How are you feeling about this competition?
Oh, my God. Has Jeff lost his mind? This is crazy.
So you're saying if we love Emily even the slightest bit, we cannot let her go out with this Ben?
Stop it. Hey, Ben, I'll send you an email and then we'll figure it all out, okay?
Do you want to do it? How soon are we talking about?
This weekend.
Okay.
Because she's got a date tonight with JP's Ben, a date Saturday with Kelly's Ben mm-hmm. and then it'll have to be
so
Saturday
Sunday?
Night or Sunday.
Yeah. Can you do Sunday?
Yeah. Do you have my email address?
I do.
Do you need me to give it to you?
No, I have it.
Oh, yeah. Let's not do that right now. And hey, Ben, if you need a recommendation on a restaurant, Lobster Bar is really good. Super, super good.
You shouldn't eat.
Especially since Jeff's paying.
I've heard of that place. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
all right.
Awesome
you shouldn't eat such rich food right before you go indoor skydiving. Is that expensive?
You can do it afterwards, though.
Okay. All right, Ben. I'll email you.
You can do like a whole Sunday fun day.
Yes, that's a good idea.
All right, Ben.
All right, it's Emily. If you're listening, thank you for choosing me. I appreciate it.
All right.
Ben.
How are you feeling about your horse in this race?
All right. I mean, it's going to be up to her if she wants to go.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.